Hi, this is Mike Young, estate planning and elder law attorney in Walnut Creek, California. And I'm going to talk about where you should store your estate planning documents. So in the meantime, I hope that you are getting some value out of these various YouTube videos that I am preparing regarding estate planning, probates, elder law, asset protection, and Medi-Cal. And if you would like to get notice of future YouTube videos I prepare, hit the subscribe button. Also hit like, and you can leave a comment and a question. If you leave a question, I'll try to answer you. Also, just to let you know that I put on Zoom workshops on these subjects on the second and fourth Thursdays of the month at 10 a.m. So feel free to sign up. You can go to my website to sign up, walnutcreekelderlaw.com. And I hope to see you there. These are Zoom workshops and they're fun. I think they're fun and they're interactive. So go to walnutcreekelderlaw.com and you can call me at 925-256-0298. So I get the question, Mr. Young, where should we store our estate planning documents? So it seems that most people are storing their estate planning documents at home. So my office, we prepare folders that we put the estate planning documents in. So one folder will have the original documents. Maybe there are two folders with original documents and a folder with copies of the various documents. And my clients will keep them at home and put them on a top shelf or put them in a safe that they have at home. But the main thing is to be sure that your loved ones, your family members, your fiduciaries, who can be your trustees, or your attorneys, in fact, know where your estate planning documents are. So I tell my clients, next time your children come over, show them where your estate planning documents are. Also show them where your statements are for your various investment accounts and bank accounts and that sort of thing. Hopefully keep all of those together so that if something happens to you, either during your lifetime or when you pass away, that your children, your loved ones will be able to step up and help you and utilize your assets for your benefit. And likewise, when you pass away, they will know where your documents are, where your statements are, so that they can follow through with the trust administration or a probate, if a probate is required. So most people keep documents at home. Some people will keep their documents in a safe at home. So a safe is good because it's waterproof and fireproof, and you can anchor it to the floor so that it's theft-proof. But again, make sure that your family members know where the key is, make sure they have a key, or make sure that they have the combination to your home safe. Some people keep their documents in a safety deposit box with their bank. This is probably not a bad idea, but there have been issues with that. Namely that if something happens to you or if you pass away, no one knows that they're either on the list to have access to your safety deposit box and or they don't have a key to it, so that the bank is not going to let your loved ones have access to the bank. So be sure that your loved one is on the list, that they have a key. I suppose that there could be a delay if something happens to you and your loved ones need access to your documents. Something happens to you on Friday, maybe, and the bank isn't open until Monday. So that can be an issue. Also, if you die and nobody has access to the safety deposit box, we have to request an order from the court as part of a probate proceeding to do that. So most people keep their documents at home. Clients ask me, well, isn't anything filed with the courthouse? No, nothing's filed with the courthouse. You keep the original documents. And, you know, the only thing that is recorded really is the deed from you to your revocable living trust. So many times I'll get calls from people who say, Mr. Young, can you help me? You know, my uncle died and I don't know if there's a trust or a will or anything. So the first thing that I'll do is check the county record for the last deed of record for the decedent's home, and I can see who recorded the deed. So when my office, when I record deeds to trusts for individuals, I put on the top upper left-hand side of the deed, recorded by attorney Michael J. Young, attorney at law, address, etc. So hopefully other attorneys do that, and I can contact the other law firm and get the information I need to proceed with a probate or a trust administration. But really nothing else is recorded or filed with the courthouse. Years ago, before revocable living trusts were the centerpiece of the estate plans in California, attorneys used to keep the original wills in their office. And the reason for that was that the attorneys wanted to be the ones to handle the probate for the family when their clients died. These days, however, which is kind of selfish, I think, but these days the revocable living trust, as I keep saying, is the centerpiece of modern estate plans in California. So I remember years ago when I first passed the bar, I worked for a solo practitioner in Southern California, and this was in the days before revocable living trusts were popular and attorneys were still using the wills. And so this solo practitioner did everything. He practiced in all areas of the law, divorce, personal injury, workers' compensation claims, probates, whatever it is. So whenever he represented anybody for anything, he made sure that they had wills, and he kept the original wills in his office in a safe, and he would refer to that safe with those wills as his retirement program, which, as I said before, is selfish, but that doesn't happen anymore. So in my office, we scan in all of the estate planning documents into our system. So the scanning goes into our system in PDF form, and it is backed up 4 or 5 different places. So now I can email PDF copies of estate planning documents to family members. I'm often emailing a PDF copy of the certification of the trust to financial advisors who represent my clients, or to children who need to step up and help their parents. So this is the modern way to do that. With regard to the will, if the will is needed, you will have the original will. So my clients keep all of the original documents that we prepare for them. So basically, where should you keep your estate planning documents? Most people keep them at home, on a top shelf maybe. They tell their children and other family members, whoever is going to be helping them, where their estate planning documents are. They keep their financial statements, bank account statements with the estate planning documents. So now the children, whoever is going to be helping you, know where these important documents are and how to access them. That's the modern way to do it. in my opinion. You can still do the safety deposit box. You can have a safe at home, etc. Make sure that others have access. And again, we have PDF digital copies of all the documents in our program, in our computers, and backed up in various places so that we can give those to whoever we need to have involved with the trust administration or during the lifetime of our clients. So feel free to call me at 925-256-0298. And my website is walnutcreekelderlaw.com. So visit my website for more information and to sign up for my Zoom workshops. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button below and the like button. So thank you for joining me, and I hope to see you at my Zoom workshops, second and fourth Thursdays of the month at 10 a.m. So talk to you later.